800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And those of you who don't know Barry, he is an investigative reporter who is an Israeli citizen, lived there for many years. He was forced to come to the United States because of threats against his life. And so he keeps us abreast of what's going on in the Middle East and the Near East. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Not bad, thanks.
What are we going to talk about today?
Back to normal, which in Israel's trouble.
Well, you know, basically there seems to be a real program, a real propaganda program here to convince us that there's going to be a war in the Near East. That somebody sent me, about five people sent me an email yesterday of a Major General Vallaly, I believe is his name, Paul Vallaly, and he obviously is a front for some sort of a organization that's getting the American people behind Israel and pointing out the fact that there's going to be a war there very soon, talking about all the missiles Hezbollah has and about the gas masks that are being distributed to the Israeli people and the special packets that are preparing them for the chemical and biological warfare that he states, and I believe is probably true against the war that is very imminent. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, that's Paul Vallaly. He's the chairman of something called Stand Up America, which obviously has an agenda. But again, what have we been talking about for the last 2 years? What is this, news or something?
Oh, no, but it's aimed at preparing the American people psychologically. I mean, somebody's putting up a lot of money for General Vallaly to be up there, you know, putting out this information, but he's getting on national television and the Internet is picking this up. And so it is being beamed at the American people, I believe, to prepare us for the war that is coming.
Well, we know the war is coming, and this is not news. And anyone who would be shocked that there's going to be a chemical attack on Israel certainly hasn't been listening to your show.
Oh, I know they haven't. Well, fortunately, at least our listeners are fairly well informed about what's going on. But the average American, Barry, the average American is more concerned, about, of course, what's going to happen as far as the baseball season is concerned and what's going to happen as far as Tiger Woods. Than about the terrible situation, the terrible fate that befalls an awful lot of people, or will befall an awful lot of people in Israel.
Yeah, all right. I got this sent to me and I ignored it. To me, it's just old news.
Oh, well, it's old news to both of us. You go ahead. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk new news.
All right, fine.
Well, there's another point of contention coming up that you've never heard of, but when it does come up, you'll remember me. The IDF, and remember, the defense minister is Ehud Barak, who I have not begun to describe the low mafia mentality of Ehud Barak, but we're not going to do that today. What we're going to do is the latest decision by the defense ministry is not to tear down an outpost or a couple of trailers. He has approved the destruction of a very big yeshiva in a place called Yizahar. Now, Yizahar is a city. It's been around 30 years, let's say. It was one of the original Sumerian cities, and it's got 1,000 people living there. But it's very, very isolated, and it's always confronting its Arabs. The Arabs surround this Yizahar. There's little towns. It's on a mountain, and there's Arabs at the bottom of the mountain, and they have troubles. And they have confronted their troublemakers, and the IDF doesn't like that. You're not supposed to confront people. Well, in the case of Yizahar, they've taken lots of terror attacks, including one in particular that was deadly. It killed three students. But nonetheless, when you knock down the yeshiva, well, imagine bulldozing a church. You know, it's not a trailer, but this yeshiva was built with Ministry of Housing funds. It's an official building, and it's a big building, 1,300 square yards. Why not knock down the town? I mean, why pick on the yeshiva? That's the center of learning in Yizahar. If you're going to knock down the yeshiva, you may as well just knock down the town.
No, but I'm sorry. Now, is this a government building? Is this a school?
No, it's a local building. It's a yeshiva is a seminary.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Right. Well, the government has decided to knock down their learning academy. And I've been to, as I say, to Yizahar, they're very involved with Kabbalah, and this is what is taught at this seminary. Nonetheless, there is going to be bloodshed when the IDF comes with the bulldozers to knock down this yeshiva.
Why would they want to knock down a seminary of all places?
As I say, why not knock down the town? You just took the reason for the town's existence and are going to knock it to the ground. You may as well just pull everyone out of their houses. Where are they going to study outside? Now, the thinking behind this, well, look, I mean, they have the nerve to actually confront people who are confronting them.
Okay, you hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemin.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'll just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, very Samish, and so pick up the story there. What's going to happen when they come in with the bulldozers?
Well, bloodshed is guaranteed to happen. Well, let's look at the excuse they gave to knock down the yeshiva. They cited an 11-year-old work stoppage order, which no one remembers. It could have been for anything. Who knows what it was? It's just an excuse to knock down the building. It's meaningless. Nonetheless, that's what they... you have to submit this kind of stuff to the court before you do it. And they have cited a work stoppage order that... clearly, after 11 years, is irrelevant. But that's the excuse they're using. Now, what we're talking about is a planned piece of vengeance by the defense minister. That's what it is. It's a personal piece. Well, as I say, the IDF can control them, so they're going to control Yizhar. Now, Ariel Dad, he's a member of the Knesset. He's going crazy, and he's asking the government, what are you doing? You're asking for people to be, well, hurt or die. I mean, it's just an outrage. As I say, you don't knock down a church, and you don't knock down a yeshiva.
Can they do this without a court order? In other words, can't they appeal this to a court?
It won't work. When you ask that, that shows a tremendous naivety about the Israeli court system. The Israeli defense minister has ordered the yeshiva knocked down, and no court is going to defy him. Why? You think there's justice going on in Israel? That it's a fair and equitable justice system?
Well, we'd like to think so, but I'm glad you clarified the situation. Go ahead, Barry.
I would think I've been sticking to that line for the last 15 years. They wouldn't try the real murders of Rabin. Why should they? I'm going to give you one example. We're going to go off course a bit, but you have to understand what no justice means. It was about, I think it was 1996, that I led 28 concerned Israelis to the Tel Aviv Police Department, went right into the station. Each of us signed a complaint to reinvestigate the Rabin assassination. I handed out documents. Everybody had a different excuse. 28 people showed up. One by one, we all went into the interrogation room and submitted our complaint and asked the Tel Aviv Police Department, remember, Rabin was killed in Tel Aviv. It's in their jurisdiction. I looked at that possibility that if you went to the wrong police department, they'd say it wasn't in their jurisdiction. So we went to the closest police department to the assassination scene. 28 of us, one after another, Now, I thought for sure that finally the police could not claim there's no public interest or some other hokey reason for turning down the job to reinvestigate the Rabin assassination. We gave them documents, we gave them evidence. And by the way, this was not just minor evidence. This is core medical and police evidence and testimony that works. So I went home believing that there would be justice served in Israel, that they could not turn down 28 people. It took 3 months. It went through the channels. It rose from the little police station all the way to the head of the Police Criminal Investigations Committee in Ashkelon, if I'm not mistaken. And I got a letter, and you know, I forgot the excuse they gave. They sent me a form, and at the bottom of the form there was a check mark why they couldn't investigate. My memory is shot, but it doesn't matter. They found some minor reason why they couldn't investigate the complaints of 28 people, and they shut it down. After that, I knew there's really, really no judicial system as we know it, as it's supposed to operate. When you talk about somebody appealing, you really, really have not lived in Israel. You don't know just how well the establishment controls the police and the courts. And there's only one direction the court takes, and that is the direction they're told to by the government. And that's it.
Okay, Brian, well, I'm not surprised at all, but I want to just clarify the issue. So anyway, now, of course, we're going to have the bulldozers going in there to knock down the seminary, and you're anticipating that the people will be out there blocking the way?
Yeah, they'll be out there blocking the way. They don't want to see their seminary bulldozed. Now, Ariel Dad, again, the Knesset member who warns that this is going to cause bloodshed, and what are you doing? Remember, this government in Israel is nuts. You have to start with that fact, that this is not a normal government. It's never a normal government. The system prevents a normal government. They know there's going to be bloodshed. Now, what Eldad, what he claimed is the order came from the defense minister, Barak, but he also added it had to have been done with the compliance of the prime minister, Netanyahu. There's no other way. There's still a bureaucracy, and the defense minister is under the prime minister. Well, what he said is that Netanyahu knows, and Netanyahu approved, and he's keeping a little distance. But ultimately, it's Netanyahu who gave the okay, gave the green light to knock down this 1,300-square-yard seminary. It didn't just come from Barak. It also came from Netanyahu. I'll talk about Netanyahu very shortly. You know what? I'll carry on with Netanyahu, and then we'll go back to this war against religion. You know, Netanyahu, this week, again, you won't read about it, but in Israel, it's a big deal. Within the Likud party, there's one stream of opposition, and that is from Moshe Feiglin. It's called Zohar Tzeinu. You don't need the full details. Whatever, Feiglin left the Likud. Now, Feiglin, by the way, betrayed the Israeli protest movement in 1997 in a way that destroyed all protests. He ran, Zohar Tzeinu means this is our land. In 96 and 97, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of people joined the movement and blocked roads. They actually struck Israel against Oslo. And they were very, very smart about it. Israel was literally not moving. Every road in the country was hit. Then one day, we get an announcement from Moshe Feiglin that he is quitting Zohar Tzeinu and the protest movement after gathering the names and social security numbers of literally every protester in the country, which Lord knows where they ended up. But when he did that, he told everyone to join the Likud because there can be only be political actions from within. He destroyed the political movement. A whole 1,500 of the there must have been 20,000 members of Zohar Tzeinu or sympathizers. It was a serious movement. Only 1,500 joined him in the Likud, and that was the end of protests in Israel. He took it down. He brought it down. Now, he's been fighting with Netanyahu because even within the Likud, he has expressed tremendously anti-Oslo opinions over the years, and he made it to the Knesset a few months ago, number 20 on the Likud list, and they've got, 34 seats. Netanyahu threw him out, even though he had won. Now, I got emails saying, what's going on here? He just decided to leave the Likud party, which means there's no opposition within the Likud. Nobody standing for what the Likud originally was, which was Menachem Begin's Chevrut party. There's no one left. It is now a mainstream party, no different than Ehud Barak's Labor Party, which only has 8% of the votes. The Likud and Labor are one in the same. There is no opposition in Israel. Now, I want you to know that I met Netanyahu only once. This was in Beit Shemesh, and I had received very, very good reports from England that he had just returned from secret meetings. Well, with someone named Lord Levy, you don't have to know this. Nonetheless, they were accurate, and time has proven them accurate. And I said to Netanyahu, and he knew me, by the way, I said to him, what were you doing conducting secret negotiations in England? Why can't you just tell us what you're doing? What are you doing secret stuff for? And he looks at me, and he says, when you write a book, are all your sources accurate? And, well, that was the giveaway. He knew exactly who I was. And I said, this is accurate. You just came back from England. I'll stand by my sources. What were you doing there? Netanyahu will lie bald-faced into your, eye-to-eye lie. I noticed from one personal meeting, he lied to me. He denied that he had these meetings. And again, with Feiglin, he threw him out. Feiglin didn't leave the Likud. Netanyahu, in something under the table, and I won't go into it, Feiglin apparently does have nasty secrets, but that, I don't know what, I just heard the rumors. Nonetheless, Netanyahu forced him out. Feiglin didn't leave the Likud voluntarily. And now there's no opposition in Israel. There's no opposition within the Likud party. The Chevrut party is dead. How do I explain this any better? They've rigged the system now. There's no police to turn to. There are no courts to turn to. And now there's not even a government to turn to. Have I lost you? No.
I see the similarities between what's going on in Israel and exactly what's going on here in the United States, where they do not want an opposition. They want two political parties, both going the same direction. But we have to give the facade, the impression that we have democracy, we have representative government, whereas in truth, we don't.
Well, what I'm going to talk about is the article I wrote, which it's certainly on the theme of today's discussion. I sent out an article about how the religious Israelis are being misuse, but it's more than misuse. It's way more than misuse. And they're not fighting back. And by the way, this particular article has gotten me a lot of response. And by the way, almost all from the religious, saying I got minor points wrong. Really nitpicky letters. But a lot of reaction to this. It's going around the religious community every which way.
Well, that's the reason. It's better to get some reaction than not to get any at all, even if it's nitpicky. You know the people are reading it.
A lot of people knew I was right. Oops, music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, your DVDs, invite you to come to speak to their meetings, and, of course, if you will just mention the fact you have a PayPal button there, and that people can contribute to you and help you continue doing what you're doing. Go ahead.
All righty. The book that's most relevant is Bye Bye Gaza, to the upcoming discussion, but there are lots of them. To see my books and to download them for $5, you can't get a better offer than $5. Ship at home is more, but downloading is $5. You go to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a search box. Double-click books and write in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. And you will have access to a lot more information than you're getting today on a little radio show. A 400-page book is a lot better. My website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button. In fact, this morning I'm going to burn some DVDs and send to a couple of nice ladies who put in, I'm sure they're very, very hard-earned, $20 each, whatever. Nobody who donates to my little cause is forgotten. I get their addresses and I send them something. But you go to my website at barrychamish.com and there is a PayPal button. If you want those DVDs, just phone me. I don't put them up on Lulu. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and we'll get you the DVDs. And, well, you can invite me to speak as well, but let's get back to this discussion. Now, I wrote this article I was really ticked off at a very obvious piece of, well, it was government promotion hiding behind a mask of being anti-government protest, which is how they do it. Now, two long-term government agents, again, if I lose you on the names, just blank them from your mind and just follow the rhythm of what they did. They were Baruch Marcel and Itamar Ben-Gvir. They get a permit, which again is incredible considering what they did, to march through a town called Silwan. Now, Silwan is in East Jerusalem, and I can easily do the location for you. If you've ever been to Jerusalem, to get to the Western Wall, the main gate is called Dung Gate. You cross the street and you're in Silwan. It's in the City of David complex. It's got 55,000 Arabs and a small Jewish community of 300. They have an organization called the Elad Organization, and they built they bought a housing complex legally. It's called Beit Yonatan. They oppose this march. They're there for a good reason. Arabs can live in Jewish Israel in any neighborhood they want, and boy, are they taking over neighborhoods. French Hill in Jerusalem, Ramat Hashkol is turning slowly Arab. But Jews can't live amongst Arabs, which is, they've got themselves a right cause. They oppose this march knowing that it's going to be violent. And believe it or not, Netanyahu opposed the march, he said publicly, because Mitchell was in town and we didn't want violence while Mitchell was in town. If Netanyahu opposed it seriously, it would not have taken place. So in comes a dozen followers of Ben-Gvir Marcel, and 300 policemen are called in to prevent a riot. To protect these 12 protesters, well, you've got yourself how many times more police than you do a protest? 300 to 12. And the Arabs did, in fact, riot. They did not want this marching through their town, as anyone could see would have happened. Anyone. Well, 7 policemen were taken to hospital, wounded. A few Arabs were taken to hospital. And Marcel claims that he has made his points. Now, I knew that this was a setup, and I'll tell you why very shortly, but nonetheless, the next day, the government announces that it will be clearing the Jews out of Sirwan, all 300 of them. Coincidence? Yeah, sure it is. This was how you get rid of Jews. You send in Marcel and Ben-Gvir, and they make a fuss, and then the government, to prevent further violence, throws the Jews out. It was such an obvious setup, and I was so ticked off at the Jews, the religious Jews, for not understanding what's being done to them. It's clear as day. Now, I'm going to give the precedent. This Ben-Gvir has been at work for a long time. He single-handedly ended the protests in Gaza, Gush Katif, and here's how he did it. He shows up with his usual gang of a dozen right-wing toughs. They're teenage kids. They're not so tough. But their ideology, of course, is we must stop the withdrawal from Gush Katif, and they show up armed. They show up at the headquarters of the protesters. It was a hotel in Neve Dekalim. Ben-Gvir gets off the bus, and the police immediately arrest him. That's part of the play. They take him to Be'er Sheva, and they leave his protesters in the hotel. The first thing they do, there's a little Arab village half a mile away from the hotel. They put a big sign on the wall of the hotel that says, "Mohammed is a pig." Nothing incendiary about that message. The Arabs wake up and they see Mohammed is a pig staring through their windows. And they get ticked off on it, obviously. It's a guaranteed way to get the Arabs to take a Jewish struggle and throw the Arabs in. They protest the sign. Then Ben-Gvir's boys take out their guns, start shooting in the air. A couple are arrested. These are the Patsies. They went through hell in the courts, but that's not the point. In come the police. They arrest all 2,500 protesters. The works, all of them. 400 are sent to prison. They stay for months on end until the evacuation takes place, and then afterwards their lives are a misery of lawyers and courts. That was the end of protest. That was the end. It was over with.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shemesh. They use these same techniques all over the world, including here in the United States.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shavish, and the final segment of this morning's program. And Barry is explaining how they manipulate the people, having false leaders for the opposition, and then, of course, having the whole opposition fall apart. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, Sharon used the exact formula as Gush-Katif Gaza.
Sure.
Precisely. You send in Ben-Gvir and Marcel. You cause a riot. Then the police throw out the innocent people who oppose them coming in the first place. They join two faculties that don't even like each other, and they make them one. And then they throw in the Arabs to make it look like it's a major incident that's going to lead to something worse, and then they throw out the legitimate Jewish protesters. Gaza, Sirwan, exact same people, exact same process, and the religious Jews didn't. It's like they're blind. Nobody said that this was a setup just like Gaza. Look, I'm going to summarize. I could do Gaza for the next hour, but every one of the Jewish leaders' supposed radical anti-withdrawal leaders, they were all handpicked by the government. And I was writing this stuff. That's why I'm saying you get my book, Bye-Bye Gaza, and you can read about this. All right, I'm just going to do it very quickly. I'm going to give you names you're not aware of. The leaders of the Yeshua Judean Samaria Communities Association, the Yeshua Council, it's called. They were trying to protect Gaza, supposedly. They were Pinchas Wallerstein. And one of these days I'll tell you about the meeting I went with Wallerstein to protect Gaza. He had a petition where everyone who signed was opposed to the withdrawal. It went straight to the government. They knew who the protesters were. And when they came from abroad, they were turned back at the airport. Wallerstein quit the Asia Council 2 months ago in protest that the settlers were too radical for him and they didn't support the building freeze. Betsy Lieberman was the other head of the council. In open court, he told Israel that, yes, I worked with the police to make sure that no protesters would ever even approach Gaza. Both working for the government, pretending they're religious, and slitting the throats of the religious. And then there's a spiritual leader, the rabbi who turned the Gaza protests into a hippie love fest of hugging soldiers and holding hands. That was Shlomo Aviner. I had a meeting just before the evacuation in Gaza, and it wasn't easy to get me in there. I was stopped, and then I was on a list because they claimed I was a cousin. I was a family member visiting them. It was a mess getting in there. Three rabbis sat me down and gave me information that later on became publicized. Aviner molested teenage girl students who came to him for tutorials. He was a pedophile. Well, given a choice between sitting in prison for pedophilia and betraying your people, well, he just took betrayal. That was the crew supposedly leading the Gaza withdrawal. They were all handpicked by the government, and the Jews accepted them. That's it. I can't go any farther than that. This is what's going on. It never stops. It happened in Sirwan. The same thing. The government doesn't have to change their strategy. The religious will not, they won't protest such obvious infiltration. They want to.
See, it's so difficult, I'm sure, for the religious Jews to really believe that their own government is plotting against them and manipulating them. They probably believe this is a democratic society and their views are being expressed or represented. It's very difficult for people to realize that their leaders are betraying them.
The problem is the government has all the pat hands.
Sure.
And the religious, their best leaders were killed off. And that's, again, a separate issue. I lost a lot of friends and informants, all in very strange accidents. They killed off the creative political leaders that they had, and they're left with nothing, and they just, the government, without any opposition, can just keep doing the same tricks. There's no one to stop them. Well, I know time is running out, so I'm going to just mention one last point, that something to watch out for. Now, again, the International Atomic Energy Agency is not something that many people could care less about, and it's not in their lives, but they're having a meeting next month, and in that meeting, all indications are that the United States will, well, it'll stand. Israel has had a policy of not admitting that it has nuclear weapons for the longest time, and America has accepted this hush-hush policy for a variety of reasons. Well, the argument now that Iran is giving is that, well, if you accept that all states are equal in the nuclear forum, then what about Israel? How come you can press Iran, you can pressure them to give up its nuclear program, and you don't have any word against Israel? Now, by the way, there really are not great arguments to counter this. Israel is a special case, and in the case of its nuclear capability, it's also a lot more responsible than Iran. There are legitimate arguments against Iran getting a bomb. Israel's had one for the last 60 years and has never pulled it out. The point being, United States, this administration is going to stop backing Israel. And that's coming up next month. I only mention this so you'll be prepared when it actually happens. You know where you heard it first.
All right, Barry. Well, I appreciate so much your being with us. And I hope that the U.S. does not withdraw support from Israel. We'll just have to wait and see. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. Bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, it is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning at the Barry Savage. I hope you enjoy our conversations. Barry does not believe we're going to go to war with Iran or that Israel will attack. I hope he's right, but everything I see suggests that the war with Iran is not too far away. Make your preparations accordingly. Well, you can't really understand anything going on today unless you understand that there really are satanic organizations. There are people who actively worship and serve Satan and Lucifer, one and the same, in the world today. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the forbidden secret or the secret. My talk on the financial Armageddon and how they have intentionally precipitated this current financial crisis. We have a great new talk. It's called The Specter That Haunts America. The Specter That Haunts America goes into the background, of course, as to why there's so much illness in our society today, so much in the way of diabetes, so much in the way of progressive mental destruction, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease. Is there something that has changed the physiology of the American people? Why do so many people have allergies and asthma? Why is the incidence of asthma 10 times higher in people who have been immunized than in the general population? Why is it that in communities where there is no vaccination, you do not see autism and the autism spectrum diseases? Well, The Specter That Haunts America will answer many of your questions, and I hope you want to get it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have so many books, videos, four tape sets, four CD sets, going into the supernatural, about the demonic activities, satanic crimes. You need to get that if you want to know the truth about the bombing of the USS Liberty back in 1967, and the fact that our servicemen were told that they would spend the rest of their life in prison, or worse, meaning they would be killed. They were told that by the admirals. Their own admirals threatened them if they ever revealed what really happened that terrible day in 1967. And those servicemen who survived the effort to kill them, because they intended the Liberty to go to the bottom of the ocean and everybody on board to be killed. Those who survived were afraid to tell their wives, were afraid to tell anyone for 20 years. People say, how could you possibly have, you know, had somebody take down the Twin Towers? Somebody would have come forward. No, they would live in constant terror. They would be afraid to tell what really happened. Because when you've been involved in one of these operations, why, of course, you do not come forward. The reason, of course, that the people who were involved in the Kennedy assassination didn't come forward is most of them were killed. And most of the people who knew what happened were killed. Would you like to hear what happened to Martin Luther King? You need to get our four tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King. Our four tape set on the USS Liberty. Our four tape set on the execution of Bobby Kennedy. Who killed Bobby Kennedy? It certainly wasn't Saran. Saran, you need to get the information. We have a book on that subject, a DVD on the subject, several DVDs on the USS Liberty, a special on the USS Liberty. Get the information. You have to get informed and informed others. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen 9 hours a day. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.